Will there ever be an anxiety, worry-free world? This world has greatness in boundless measure, but it needs goodness as well. Perseverance has no equal. Patience, all your sweet dreams will come true. Only the beauty and fragrance of the heart shall last. Think positively. God will definitely arrive at your heart's door. In the battle between faith and doubt, faith will ultimately win. Inspiration comes from the higher world. Aspiration comes from the inner world. Realization comes from the worlds beyond. Alas, I am wasting my precious time. The mind is never going to change. Devotion is at once strong and powerful. Realization is extremely difficult. Revelation is more difficult. Manifestation is infinitely, infinitely more difficult. The outer world is suffering from simplicity shortage. The inner world is suffering from sincerity shortage. The higher world is suffering from compassion shortage. My world is suffering from tear and smile shortage. Do not enjoy yesterday's devastating experiences. The world's misery factories are increasing every day in number. It is extremely difficult to fight against frustration attacks. God alone can forecast our God realization hour. If our faith is not unshakable, then this world of ours will remain unchangeable. Enthusiasm and cheerfulness are shockingly decreasing in the world. Only the soul leader can guide us perfectly to our destined goal. Unless and until we can go beyond the bounds of thought, our minds shall suffer from peace starvation. O my mind, it is already too late. Come out from your darkest ignorance abyss. The heart is extremely eager to enter into the mind's darkness with light. The darkness is vehemently protesting. I am determined to regain my long-lost aspiration height. Poor mind, it is ignorant of the all-illumining inner sun. Our soul witness watches everything that we say and do. Upward I go to see God's vision eye. Inward I go to see God's forgiveness heart. Forward I go to see God's protection feet. Self-criticism is as bad as self-aggrandizement. My heart is sleeplessly hungry for God's inner attention. My mind is sleeplessly hungry for God's outer attention. My eyes are sleeplessly hungry for God's eye attention. When you want to look backward, delay indefinitely. When you want to look forward, immediately start. Frustration ends in inevitable destruction. A self-giving heart knows not what sacrifice is. I am flying my life's God surrender banner. My mind, God has not made you my sovereign. Therefore, from now on, I shall never listen to you. My Lord, I pray to you, do erase all my doubts, anxieties, and worries. Every day I invoke God the bliss to come down and bless my life. Each seeker heart must pray to God to bless him with an ever new dawn. My Lord, do bless my life with a huge supply of enthusiasm and cheerfulness. Finally, I have come to learn that only God thoughts are worthwhile. Our love, devotion, and surrender magnets attract the attention of our Lord Beloved Supreme quite surprisingly. I may be useless, but not my heart tears and my soul smile. God scolds me and insults me. Why? Precisely because he wants me to be perfection incarnate. I am so happy that my Lord's compassion eye will take care of my life in a very special way. Anything good that I have serves God in a very special way. My prayers accumulate eternity's joy. My meditation accumulates infinity's peace. May the music of my soul inundate not only my heart, but also my entire existence. When God comes to me, he rings my heart bell first. When peace descends into my heart, my mind gets frightened. God asks me to walk very slowly. He wants me to accompany him while he walks along eternity's road. God has only one task for me. He wants me to carry the message of peace wherever I go. When we have the right attitude, we see light even in the cave of night. If today we do not have aspiration, we shall have to be careful, for tomorrow is fast approaching with unhappiness. When the Master comes to me, he never forgets to bring his all-seeing eye and his all-loving heart. Divine life and divine love always play in the heart of eternity and infinity. Each soul takes birth from the beauty of infinity. The transformation of our nature is indeed an inevitability. The mind knows how to damage my life quite frequently. The heart knows how to encircle God's compassion eye. God's compassion eye encircles the tears of my aspiration heart. Both my heart and I are extremely eager to embark on perfection pilgrimage. God always does his duty. He sprints and sprints towards me, although I do not move an inch towards him. My joy is limitless. Why? Because tomorrow's rainbow dawn is fast approaching me. I do not want to know where I come from, as long as I know where I am going. To the golden shore of the beyond. Whenever I see God, all my thoughts immediately fly heavenward. My Lord smiles and smiles and becomes extremely proud of me when he sees me sincerely happy. The higher world is always eager to show us the way. A oneness heart is empty of insecurity. I want to become a perfect stranger to lethargy heaviness. alas, long lost is my self-disciplined life. Science has made many grandiose discoveries, but it has also encaged the heart. My self-seeking is at once God-fulfilling. My aspiration heart can never have disobedience problems. God means streaming blessing light and delight. My intensity prayers meet with God's immensity pride. God is pushing vehemently your life car. Do not resist him. There are so many ways to please God. In my case, the best way is to surrender all that I have and all that I am. God's scoldings have made me a better person overnight. The human in me takes enormous pride in self-reliance. The divine in me gets immense joy in God-dependence. God loves us more when we exclusively lean on him. Self-discovery clearly shows us the way. God-discovery takes us to the goal itself. No matter where it leads, I must follow the path that my master has shown me. Abilities we need to manifest our possibilities. The mind's unwillingness thorns destroy our willingness rose beauty. Expectation's final destination is disappointment. The earthbound mind does everything blindly. Hope has a very special place inside our aspiration heart. Do not resist. Accept immediately God's will. Patience, patience. God's compassion heart will descend at the right moment. My master dictates to me everything that I do for humanity. When God's compassion eye descends, no sorrows can last. God leads me, therefore I proceed. God guides me, therefore I am safe. God's compassion-flooded messages need no interpretation. O seeker, you have come to me with your mind. You have left your heart somewhere else. God wants me to learn about myself more, infinitely more. O seeker, if you do not love humanity, divinity will remain always a far cry. Do everything that has to be done today, for tomorrow may not be at your disposal. The heart has always very sincere concern for the foolish mind. May my heart solve all my mind's problems with its tremendous concern. My Lord, may your sunshine smile never fade. The hesitation mind becomes a frustration failure. When we serve God unconditionally, our joy becomes unparalleled. The devotion heart is blessed with the swiftest speed. The mind makes turbulent waves. The heart confidently calms them. Each time I go to God, He asks me to sing a new heart song. I pray to God for Him to be my only Lord. Divine thoughts awaken me, illumine my mind, and fulfill my heart. Meditation has the capacity to clear our overcast mind. I must open all my inner feelings to my inner pilot supreme. My Lord, do accept my gratitude heart for each unfolding moment. My Lord, do teach me and my heart everything from the very beginning. God tells me not to feel helpless and useless, but to spend all my time before my heart shrine. My humility service heart is treasured dearly by my Lord Supreme. Only love can set the proper value of everything. I am not afraid of the darker than the darkest abyss. I will live, therefore, a very long time. My Lord, am I ready for the highest climbing? My child, you are ready, but alas, you are late. Do not delay any more. The value of humility is far beyond measure. My Lord, tomorrow I shall place my very existence at your feet. Each seeker receives from God opportunities beyond measure. Eagerness to please my Master all the time is my only prayer. The mind loves to worship heroes of the outer world. The heart loves to worship not only heroes of the inner world, but also heroes of any world created by God. I must raise the standard of my own life without looking at others' condition. I must be both physically and spiritually fit to be a most faithful child of my Lord Supreme. Whenever the mind speaks, it speaks with tremendous and baseless confidence. Oh, my golden progress days, where are you? Do you not see and feel I am all heart tears for you? May my eyes swim sleeplessly in my Lord's satisfaction smiles. The common goal of all mankind is God's delight infinite. Your meditation heart and your dedication life receive very special blessings from the Absolute Lord Supreme. I must be extremely strict with all my weaknesses. I offer my ever-increasing gratitude to my Absolute Lord Supreme. In our spiritual life, forgiveness and gratitude are our heart's immeasurable wealth. There is no end, and there can be no end, to how much God forgives us. God's will is the sovereign of my life. A negativity mind belittles everything divine that the heart has. One major difference between God and myself is this: God has no time to criticize me, whereas I have all the time in the world to criticize God. My life's transformation experience is giving my entire being enormous joy. God gives his obedience children his private phone number. Everything fades away except one thing: God's forgiveness smile. Waste no time being afraid of ignorance night. Jump into the ocean of delight. My retirement prayer my Lord has torn into pieces. We shall not allow anything to prevent us from loving our Lord in his own way. My Lord, only one prayer and no more. Do illumine my mind at this very moment. My Lord, to be with you just for today, for a few minutes, is my only desire. Oh, my mind, I shall not allow you any more to strangle me with the chain of your impurity thoughts. I follow only one direction, my God direction. Never allow your aspiration and dedication to rest. My Lord, do give me back my childlike heart. For the mind, there is no God home entrance. We pray to clear our mind, to purify our heart, and to awaken our life. Do not treasure anything that is not supporting your spiritual life. My Lord's sadness heart perhaps one day will transform my life totally. Do not hesitate to destroy your long-standing God disobedience mind and vital. A faithful heart that loves God is invaluable. My heart cries for eternity's tears and infinity's smiles. God loves my heart tears infinitely more than anything else. What am I doing? I am liberating myself from doubt and suspicion kingdom. Are you so blind that you cannot see your self-deception is destroying your lifeboat for good? We think of ourselves 24 hours a day, but alas, we cannot spare even a moment for God. We must examine the very roots of our existence life to prepare for our self-giving service to God. Sometimes world criticism pains us, but it can be for our own perfection life. There is an ocean-vast difference between my imaginary God-fulfillment eagerness and my real eagerness. There is no such thing as an unproductive meditation. God Himself records my sublime inner experiences. My meditation heart needs more attention and silence. From many, many questions, I have brought it down to one. Is my Lord really pleased with me? When the soul whispers, only the heart can hear, not the mind, not the vital, and not the body. A constant God-remembrance heart I urgently need. No sincere aspiration effort will ever end in vain. A seeker's need, the self-discipline path. The mind does not know how to love anything. It knows only how to twist everything. Self-respect others may need. What I need is humility. Openly acknowledge your shortcomings. God will help you become another perfection God. Every day we must create a new hope and a new promise to fulfill our Lord Beloved Supreme. My very first and my very last duty is to please my Master in his own way. In silence absolute, my all-seeing soul watches the activities of my heart, mind, vital, and body. Problems and problems and problems. But I must continue loving, serving, and pleasing my Lord Beloved Supreme. It is a very good sign when the mind cries for God attention. God's forgiveness heart shelters unconditionally each and every spiritual seeker. May my very existence on earth be inundated with God-invoking tears. If I can have a childlike trust, then heaven's gates will remain wide open to me. I do not have to worry anymore. My Lord has promised that He will take care of my life. Be pure in mind. you will be able to enjoy God's most intimate affection. Unlike other thoughts, my spirituality thoughts lead me to an ever-blossoming light. No more self-doubt, no more. My life is of the Supreme and for the Supreme forever and forever. We must all sow the seeds of good deeds to change the face and fate of the world. Whatever you give, you must remember that it is all coming from God to share with humanity.